BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, more chances at winning those Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets later on today. Around noon, I think, is the next pair of tickets. And then the Slacker Show later on this afternoon has a chance to win.
Yep. So that's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Deion Sanders, is he going to stay or is he going to go? We don't know.
I want to watch you and Schmidl fight about this whole thing because I saw that you both, because see, when you have two know-it-alls, and that's in this space, I don't mean know-it-alls all the time, yeah, but in this space, yeah, you both think you're so right. And so if right, you don't mind, I'd like to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I agree. Here's the deal. All right. Let me explain. First of all, Michael Irvin has come out and said, and Michael Irvin used to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and he's now a commentator, ESPN, doing all that. Okay. He's a former player that's come out and said that Deion Sanders and his son Shadur is going to the Dallas Cowboys, that the son would be drafted in the upcoming NFL draft, and once the son is there, Deion's going to follow and will be the head coach of the team. He put this out there yesterday. In fact,
you have the audio.
I do have the audio. Here we go.
You do believe, and I do too, that if Shadur went to the Cowboys, Deion would accept the job.
I believe 100%, and I can tell you, good sources have told me that. Great sources have told me that. That's all I can say like that without violating anything.
Boy, great sources. Mm-hmm. And then Schmidl comes back. He comes running into the studio because he loves to talk sports.
He does.
He came running into the studio, and Schmidl, you take it from there.
Well, there's no way he's going to go to the Cowboys.
Okay, no way.
He'll be going to either the Panthers, the Patriots, or the New York Giants.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, if the NFL season ended and they started the draft, the Cowboys would be eighth. I don't see them getting up into the top three, and I don't think that they're going to trade. They just signed Dak Prescott to a $300 million contract. That's their quarterback.
Whoa.
So that would be just insane draft someone,
weird,
and then you owe him a gajillion dollars. Like, we see how crappy it's working out here, right?
Yeah.
All right, your explanation.
Yeah.
All right, my turn now.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead. Yep.
I mean, this is like the prosecution goes first, and then the defense.
Could you just get to it?
The season's not over. And the Dallas Cowboys suck. I mean, suck. The most valued sports franchise there is, Dallas Cowboys. They have to make it right. They got to do something.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Right. They did just sign a quarterback. He blows. He's terrible.
Cooper Rush is awful. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the Dak Prescott. He stays injured. Oh. There's a good – they need a quarterback because Dak's not the answer right now. And if they can get – and they love Deion. They do love him down there in Texas. He played for them, all right?
Right.
So if they can get Deion and his son all as a package, marketing-wise, it's a genius move on their part.
Yeah, but they're not going to be able to draft Shadur. He's going to go in the top
three. You don't know that.
And he's not going to go to
Dallas.
That's
his opinion. Let him have it.
He's got a dumb opinion.
He's going on hypotheticals because if the season ended today.
Are you guys? What?
I'm not saying anything. I'm watching the ping pong.
Carson's saying that we're going on hypothetical.
You are. Said if the season ends today, this is how it's going to go.
Yeah, everything is hypothetical in this. Right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Medell.
I agree with you, too. Carson, you're being dumb.
What he's saying is that he'll be, what, top three pick?
Yeah, okay. Easily.
I don't think
he will. Him and Travis will go top three overall, and it won't be to the Cowboys because I don't think that they're going to be worse than the Panthers or the Patriots or the Giants.
But here's the problem with what you're saying about Hunter. Hunter's a straight-A student, and he's only a junior. I feel like he's going to finish and get his degree.
He's forecasted to go into this.
I understand that, but realize that this kid has worked his butt off to stay a straight-A student.
He also loves Boulder. He said that out loud, too.
So.
You're not going to have two Colorado players in the top three in the NFL draft.
I'll bet you.
Ain't
you want to bet me?
I'll bet you, too.
Yeah. I'll bet you $500.
I'm going to say top five.
If they both enter the draft.
No, we're talking top three. You can't change it.
I'll guarantee you they're going to be top three.
Two out of three will not be Colorado players. I'll bet you whatever you want to bet.
I'll bet you $10. Okay. If they both enter the draft.
No, I'm not doing top five. I'll do top three.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'll do top three.
Top three. You are not going to have
to. They both have to enter the draft. If Travis Hunter decides not to enter the draft,
don't we have a Justin Bieber song to play?
Yeah, we got Lady Gaga.
Oh, God.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you're saying it wrong.
All right, let's poke her face.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.